trying to use all the energy I had left in the tank. It was a long game. We had a lot of rush opportunities throughout the game. I felt like I was getting close. And towards the end, I just wanted to give it everything I had. So I'm running down, try to get to the ball and make a play for the defense.
That's always the goal, no matter who we play. Got to get stops, got to get off the field. A lot of it is just self-inflicted, whether it's penalties, missed tackles, and just absurd things we're doing. But when we finally settled down and got off the field, got the ball back to our offense, you see what can happen.
Well, like I said, you know, when we played against the Colts at the end of that game, this team loves each other, and we play hard for each other. And no matter what we have to do to get a W, we're going to find a way to get that W. With this offense, defense, and special teams, we're going to pull together and come out and win for each other.
How much can you enjoy this win tonight? How long will this last?
I don't know, man. It'll be hard for me, but a win's a win, and you just got to take it and roll with it.
You know, it's one of those nights, ball's coming my way. Had to take some hits, get some catches, and did whatever it takes to, you know, get the team to win.
Did you guys come in with a game plan?
What was that?
Was that in the game plan?
You know, Juju wasn't out, so we knew the tight ends had to step up. You know, Vance was doing a heck of a job. We were both making plays early on. He ended up leaving the game, and you know, ball was coming our way, so we just kept going.
It feels great to be AFC North champions, second year in a row, like you said. We couldn't get it in no bigger game versus the Baltimore Ravens. Those guys played their tails off. Y'all give a lot of respect to those guys. We got the job done in the last minute.
How do you explain that game, how it unfolded?
It's unbelievable. You know, it was unbelievable. You know, we started out, we came out early, jumped on them quick. Those guys fought back. They was leading throughout the game, most of the game. And then we end up, you know, taking the lead at the very last minute. You know, I mean, it was such a back and forth game. Like I said, you gotta give credit to those guys. Those guys played great. We just happened to get the best of them when we needed to.
Man, you know, just coming together, man, finding a way to win. It's kind of been a theme these past couple weeks, man, just, you know, gritting and grinding it out. It wasn't pretty by no means. Defensively, you know, we definitely have a lot of stuff that we need to tighten up. But at the end of the day, man, it's about wins and losses, and we found a way to win, find a way to clinch the division, which was huge. So, you know, it was good.
How different was it defensively, not just, you know, sometimes you didn't have a linebacker in a dime, sharing cornerback, sharing inside. Just kind of figured out as you go along.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, man. You know, Shea, he does a lot. You know, he's a three-down linebacker, and, you know, there's no way that one person was going to replace him. So we definitely, you know, did it by committee. And I feel like, you know, we did some good things, but at the same time, we still have a lot of room for improvement because, like you said, that's a Pro Bowl caliber, all-pro talent that we were trying to replace. So, you know, we're definitely going to watch the film, learn from it. But at the end of the day, we got the division. It was a huge win, and we did it for him, so it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. But like I said, the good thing is we've had a lot of guys doing it together for a long time, so it made it a little bit easier. You know, we couldn't just line up and play against Joe. Joe obviously sees us twice a year. He's seen me, what, now 8 times, so he knows what I like to do, just like I know what he likes to do. So me and Sean had to really come up with a good disguise plan that I think was throwing him off a little bit in the first half. He couldn't figure out if we were rotating or not. We were showing him some fake stuff a lot. I think that's why we were able to have some success. I mean, obviously they still hit too many chunks on us, but those were really on, I don't want to say, obviously you have to tip our hat off to them. They're a very good offense, but I think that was more of our lack of execution than anything. But for the most part, I thought we did a decent job, but I'm going to look at the tape tomorrow and be sick that whatever they did, I know we could have did better.
Ben and AB do a lot of incredible things. I don't think anybody's surprised anymore, but what's it like to see them repeatedly do it when you need them to come through with the big play and to do it week in, week out?
It should go down in history as one of the best to do it, man. AB is who he is. When he makes his plays, man, all I say to myself, there's 84 again. I don't know what you got to do to contain him, and if you do contain him, other guys step up. So AB is special. He is one of the best. Absolutely, there's no contest. He's the best wide receiver in the world.